The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a timely, downloadable resource designed for Bible classes. It's titled Called to Vote, A Christian's Approach to Elections. Called to Vote is written by Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb. You can find out more and download Called to Vote on every page of our website, issuesetc.org. Called to Vote, A Christian's Approach to Elections, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, issuesetc.org.
The first ever birth control clinic. It was a storefront where if you had 10 cents, you could get a pamphlet about how to prevent pregnancy. And of course, it was 100% illegal. Planned Parenthood grew from that one storefront clinic to more than 600 health centers all across the country, and we are in every single state in America. And each year, more than 2 million patients pass through our doors.
That's Cecile Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, talking about the 100th anniversary of Planned Parenthood. Makes it sound like a great place. It's health centers where women are getting help from the very beginning for 100 years. She doesn't mention, does she? She didn't mention abortion there. In fact, when the president tweeted about the 100th anniversary and celebration of it, of Planned Parenthood, he also did not mention abortion either. They're even having the gall to call this the birthday of Planned Parenthood. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Joining us for the last 10 minutes of the program to talk about Planned Parenthood's 100th anniversary, Marilyn Musgrave. She's a former U.S. Congresswoman from Colorado and Vice President of Government Affairs for the Susan B. Anthony List. Marilyn, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
Recently, President Obama sent out this tweet: "For a century, Planned Parenthood has made it possible for women to determine their own lives. Here's to another hashtag 100 years strong." What's your reaction to that?
Well, I'm incredulous, but I guess coming from the most pro-abortion president ever, it should not be surprising. But you know, when I picture an anniversary party or a birthday party, if you will, it's a celebration of life. And Planned Parenthood is anything but a celebration of life. And you know, I've stood with post-abortive women, heard their painful stories, and I think of all the women, not only the precious lives that were taken, but all of the women whose lives were harmed. And it's amazing that this would be a celebration.
Why are we not hearing a lot of specifics about how and by whom Planned Parenthood was founded 100 years ago?
You know, when I think of Margaret Sanger, the eugenist, and the statements that she made that classified minorities and disabled people as weeds, they were less than human, and they shouldn't be allowed to breed. You know, you look at her very own words, and somehow Planned Parenthood has escaped all of that. They haven't been branded with what their founder actually said. But I will say to you, Margaret Sanger's mission has been carried out by Planned Parenthood. They've done exactly what their founder would hope that they would do. But yet, Planned Parenthood has this image, the care provider for poor women, the last resort for poor women. You know, they separate abortion from their other services. And, you know, if you look at their other services, so-called, it's amazing to me that there are still lies being told about that they perform mammograms. There has never been a mammogram performed in a Planned Parenthood facility in this country, ever. They're not licensed to do so, so that's a big lie. When they talk about where they make their money off of abortion. And when you think of things that we consider in the line of women's health care, clinical breast exams, and pap smears, they do 2% or less of those. So it's a myth. And also, we know that there are other providers for women. Our research arm, the Charlotte Lozier Institute, has an interactive website where you can put in a zip code and you can see where there are federally qualified community health centers and other facilities that provide whole women's health care, but they don't do abortions. So we have much work to do to get out the truth about Planned Parenthood, the abortion giant, the abortion business in this country that ends the lives of over 320,000 babies a year and receives over $500 million of our taxpayer money. It's outrageous, and we will continue to tell the truth, the real story about Planned Parenthood.
Why does, I mean, other than PR, why does Planned Parenthood continue to downplay the role, both financially and in terms of its overall business and its overall goal? Why do they continue to downplay the role of abortion in their industry?
Because even though the pundits said when Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision was made, pundits said, we won't even be talking about abortion in a few years. Well, we are still talking about abortion. It is front and center. And this nation is becoming more and more pro-life. And amazingly, women are becoming more and more pro-life, as are millennials. And, you know, I think of how, you know, people see the ultrasound pictures now of their nephew or their friend's baby, and they see all this. And the humanness of the child, the unborn child, is evident there for everyone to see. And so I'm encouraged by the way this country is moving on the life issue. It's definitely becoming more and more pro-life. But Planned Parenthood has escaped the scrutiny and that it really needs to have. And I was very grateful when the Center for Medical Progress released those videos when David DeLayden had essentially given 3 years of his life to show what was really going on in abortion facilities. So I think we have the work to do to continue showing what this is all about. And Planned Parenthood will continue to pretend that abortion is not the money-making part of their business because they know more and more people are becoming pro-life.
You say that here after 100 years, Planned Parenthood is losing ground. What do you mean by that specifically?
Well, I think that they have to act more and more like they're not really the largest abortion business in this country. They have to conceal more and more of what they do in those facilities. And they have to give the image that they are the last resort for poor women when that is absolutely not true. So again, we will continue to tell the truth about Planned Parenthood and just let people know that there are other options available for women where abortions are not performed.
The current presidential campaign does, at least in some way, serve as a hinge for the future of Planned Parenthood's funding. If Hillary Clinton is elected, what does that likely mean for Planned Parenthood's financial aspirations when it comes to public funding?
Well, they won't have to worry about being defunded because the first time ever, the Senate sent a bill to the president's desk, the United States Senate, to defund Planned Parenthood. The Republican nominee, Donald Trump, has pledged that he will defund Planned Parenthood. On the other side, Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, was the recipient of their highest award named after their founder, Margaret Sanger, Hillary Clinton has received the Margaret Sanger Award, and she will take away the Hyde Amendment. She will do away with the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment prevents taxpayer dollars from going for abortion. So Hillary Clinton is walking lockstep with Planned Parenthood, arm in arm with Planned Parenthood, and they are all in for her campaign for president.
Finally then, Marilyn, is there anything worth celebrating by people who care about life with 100 years of Planned Parenthood in the United States?
That is a very somber question. I think that we should be very mindful that there are faithful people in this country that have stood for life since Roe v. Wade, that continue to be faithfully at abortion clinics praying for women and their babies. I think we should be very mindful of the fact that there are those that realize that whomever's in office, our votes have consequences, and they're working very faithfully to support pro-life candidates and to stand alongside of them when Planned Parenthood's dollars come against them. And these faithful people that have kept before them the sanctity of human life really as the litmus test in our society. And I'm grateful for the faithfulness through the years, and I'm very hopeful that we will see great results for their faithfulness in the work that they've done and the sacrifices that they have made for life.
One other question here, Marilyn. Planned Parenthood advertises itself and does everything in its power to present itself as being pro-woman, are they?
Well, again, I would say that many times I have stood alongside women who are post-abortive. It is a very painful thing to hear this life story. When I think of an anniversary or a party, I think of the women who did not see their child. They never celebrated the first birthday. They never celebrated the first day of school. They never celebrated the high school graduation, on to college. They never celebrated the wedding, and they never saw their grandchildren. That is very sobering to me.
Marilyn Musgrave is a former U.S. congressman from Colorado. She is vice president of government affairs for the Susan B. Anthony List. You'll find a link to the Susan B. Anthony List at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Marilyn, keep up the good work, and thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our teaching with Dr. Joel Bierman on law gospel reductionism. Is it a overreaction to evangelicalism? Does it get the struggle with sin right? We'll also talk with Anthony Esselin about gender pronouns. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.